Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Currently we're doing the obligation and the virtue of Hajj. So under this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought various ahadith. So we'll go through these ahadith slowly inshallah, with the hope that Allah Ta'ala creates that raghbah, the desire in our hearts to go to His Mubarak house. Allah Ta'ala takes us there. One is a person feeling sad and having that regret in his heart that he can't go. As this we explained, this shouldn't be. If Allah Ta'ala made it such that a person can't go, and he doesn't have that regret, but the natural shock and the natural desire and the natural yearning of fulfilling any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something that is naturally given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an indication that the person has got love for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that natural shock is there. So therefore we listen to these ahadith and we make near that if Allah Ta'ala gives us that opportunity, we will go. However, if a person still doesn't go, he already got sawab based on his intention. So there isn't such a thing that a person now feels that ranj and feels that nadama, that regret, that I can't go, Allah Ta'ala didn't let me go. He's happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala has chosen for him. This is the beauty of Islam, that if a person can't go and do certain ibadat, but he's got that niyat in his heart that if I had that opportunity, Allah Ta'ala automatically gives him the reward, full reward, even though he may have not gone. So continuing with the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Su'ila an-Nabiyyu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ayyul amali afdal? Qal, Imanun billahi wa rasulih. Qila thumma maza? Qal, Al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Qila thumma maza? Qal, Hajjun mabrurun muttafaqun alayh. المبرور هو الذي لا يرتكب صاحبه فيه معصية. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked which is the best of actions. He replied, إيمان بالله ورسوله. That means believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. He was asked, then what? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was then asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a hajj mabrur. The word mabrur is derived from the word bir. Bir means obedience, means piety. Therefore, a hajj mabrur refers to that hajj in which a person does not commit any act of disobedience. A person doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's careful about what he does. So that is known as al-hajjul mabrur. Even if it be minor, a person is careful, I mustn't commit any gunas. So this is what is referred to as al-hajjul mabrur. Some ulama have stated that it is hajj where there is no show and there is no ostentation. A person is doing it solely, khalisan lillahi ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to impress and to show anybody. Some ulama give this definition, and it is explained, as we said, that it refers to a hajj where there is no guna, no sin that is committed, be it major or be minor. Next thing we learn from this hadith is that here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that ayyul amali afdal, which action is the best of actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started with iman in Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he was asked, then what? He said, al jihadu fi sabilillah, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other ahadith mentioned that salah, next in line is salah, and other hadith mentioned kindness to parents. So before hajj, this was in this hadith, jihad is mentioned. Other hadith you'll find that kindness to parents, or another hadith will mention that a person reading salah or the performance of salah is mentioned before hajj. Here what is mentioned? Jihad. So sometimes the question might come to the mind that why different ahadith, different responses were given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ulama explained that according to the person that is asking the question, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer. Or according to the circumstance at that time, what was the most important? What was the best action? And that particular moment when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, he mentioned, in one instance he mentioned salah, one instance he mentioned kindness to parents, and in this instance he mentioned jihad. So depending on the circumstance, what was needed at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer. And in this hadith, the third is mentioned, hajjun mabrur, that a accepted Hajj, a Hajj wherein no gunas, no sins is committed. So Hajj Mabrur means that Hajj, one explanation, where no sins are committed. Another explanation some ulama give is that Hajj where there is no show, no ostentation, is done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who performs Hajj without committing any obscenity or any immorality returns as he was on the day his mother gave birth to him. When a child is born, clean, pure, no sins to his account, his credit is clear, heart is clean, mind is clean, a pure, innocent child. So like that, the person when he returns from Hajj, Hajj that Allah Ta'ala has accepted, his heart, Allah Ta'ala has, whatever, now it doesn't mean his heart suddenly gets clean, but whatever gunas of that heart that have been committed, hands have been committed, eyes have been committed, ears have been committed, whatever gunas the person has committed, like how the child, his slate is completely clean, that credit, there's nothing owing by the child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like that a person is completely forgiven. Ulama explained, there's one exception, where a person has got qaza, salat, he got zakat that is outstanding, he's owing people money, there's rights of people, etc. So one is he got his zakat, his fast that he did not keep, his salah that he did not, that he still has to perform. There's no such thing as you came back from Hajj and all that is maf. That obligation to discharge, that is still there. But what is mentioned is the sin that he got. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that the sins that this person has gathered, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the sins. But whatever obligation he's got, that obligation is still upon him that he needs to fulfill. So that is those obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is obligations he got to people. He can't say, now I came back from Hajj, everything is maf. If he's owing a man 100 rand, he still has to pay him that 100 rand. That money is not maf, that he still has to pay. So this is what is meant by this hadith, is that he will return like the day his mother has given birth to him. As far as his gunas are concerned, there is no gunas to his credit anymore. But his obligations, he still has to do. This word obscenity, that a person doesn't commit any obscenity, Arabic word that is used, falam yarfuth. This word rafath refers to any type of relationship a person has with his wife as far as being intimate is concerned, or uttering any type of obscenities or discussing obscene matters with the opposite gender. The word fisq, that the person doesn't commit any fisq whilst he's out on Hajj, means that he abstains from all forms of sins, fighting and any type of immoral behavior whilst on Hajj. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We should try and see that these hadiths got beautiful meaning, beautiful wording, etc. As far as where we can take the benefit and even follow and bring in those good actions whilst we are here in our own country, even out of the months of Hajj, those that can be practiced, those that are relative to us, we should try and bring in those actions here. Like for example, this hadith says, "Walam yafsuk." A person doesn't behave immorally whilst on Hajj, that we can practice here, even out of the months of Hajj, even out of the days of Hajj. We make niyat in our heart that we won't behave immorally in any aspect throughout our life. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.